Danny Baker.
Each season I prepare myself for cup finals and accolades. I buy myself the latest kit and never miss match of the day. I bet at all the bookies and amongst my friends and family. This has to be our season. Not to win would be a travesty. By March I'm losing faith and I am questioning the manager, the centre forward, physio, the ball boy and the janitor. I can't believe the way they play. They'd get beat up by Peter Pan. I am the very model of the modern Arsenal football fan. Now, come on.
The Danny Baker Saturday Show.
That's none of your X Factor. There's no backing track on that.
Call
0500 909 693.
Text
85058.
Email
lord.reith@bbc.co.uk.
And I would like to begin by thanking the engineers who pieced together that opening from the 75 attempts I had at it. You couldn't tell where the scissors were in that, could you?
There was only one.
It may have
and
only
it was
been
my
one, but
for cursing you.
Yeah, that's the one I remember. Good morning, everyone. Well, here we go. Who knows where the next 2 hours will take us over the highways and byways of gibberish. And I'm going to try and live up to this shirt. I'm going to try in stark contrast to Oscar Wilde, who wanted the wallpaper to go. I'm going to try to live up to this shirt.
If you want to see the shirt, we are on Freeview, Virgin Media and Sky today.
Yeah, it's not a football shirt. I'm not talking in terms of heroics. It's rather outré. But I fancy a man of my age should, you know, every now and then, whip out a surprise.
It's very cheerful.
It is. It cheers everybody up. It certainly cheered everyone up around here. So good morning, everyone. The Blackpool-Cardiff game is overshadowing the European Cup final. Although I'm very interested in the European Cup final.
Because you're
all about the actual beauty of the game, whereas I like the hijinks. Anyway, so Cardiff and Blackpool is the hugest game, and it's £90 million. £90 million game, or as I like to think of it, it's both Blackpool and Cardiff. It's like the Premier League suddenly stepping outside. They send their representatives to step aside. Now you're Blackpool, are you? Yes. And you're Cardiff, are you? Yes. Now, which one of you would like to be thrashed, caned for 10 months solid? Me, sir, let me be thrashed for 10 months, sir. Okay, well, why don't you have a game? And whoever wins that could be thrashed solidly for the next 10 months. You like your Uncle Burnley. Oh, we want to do that, sir. Can we be every week, sir, on television getting caned? Yes, you can. Whoever wins. It's going to be a hoot and a holler, but enjoy today, because otherwise the next 10 months, once the season starts, are like Edvard Munch's The Scream.
And then we have all these quaint references to the Seasiders and the Bluebirds, as if nobody's ever heard of them before.
Well, let's not be coy. Everyone wants the Seasiders to win. Everybody, all civilised people, and even the Cardiff supporters wear it. I think Cardiff will win it, but it would cheer everyone up like my shirt if Blackpool triumphed today. How did that happen? Well done, Ian Holloway. One loves you as well. But
how did that happen?
And I don't know. I just don't know how that could have happened. They were in the conference last year. How did they get?
They last played top flight football in 1971.
Oh, what did you do? You're talking to someone who grew up thinking Blackpool were like the bee's knees.
Of course.
And now they're, you know, they're the bee's ankles. They're getting there. They're getting there again. But certainly it would cheer everyone up if the season's fixtures next year, Manchester United home to Blackpool. It'll be like Tom Brown's school days when they roast him in front of the fire. I enjoy this part of the season because there's always one lunatic team who goes up who take umbrage when I say you're going to get caned. And they always call me in 9 months going, yeah, you're absolutely right.